You're on the air, baby.
Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Hi. And today, we have our psychic, Dale Shear, and Richard. And I want to say happy Father's Day to Richard, because I found out that he was a father. So I hope you have a good father.
Happy Father's Day.
Yes. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. All that kind of good stuff.
Aloha. And aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha, darling.
So good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. I'm getting closer to finding a place. I mean, at least some are popping up. And now I'm trying to decide what I want. And I'm actually turning down a few. So, I mean, because it's not quite what I want.
Mm-hmm. Wow. See, it all is working out for you. I knew
it's
it
was happening. Well, they got one in Gardnerville, but it's like two-bedroom, two-bath, 2,500. Hello. It's a townhouse. No yard for the dog, but they have a central yard, and it's it has a double car garage and all that stuff. But, I mean, it's getting, you know, it's, everybody wants to live here. It's getting ridiculous.
Oh, I know. It's a desirable place. But Dale, before we went on air, you were telling us what you have planned this weekend for Father's Day.
Well, for Richard, I was going to have the crab cakes and the sauce, and, you know, the beautiful white sauce, and I with ham. And then for dinner, we're going to go to Costco and pick up some crabs, you know, actually Dungeness crabs or something, and we're going to make that with some yams and potatoes and salad.
Oh, homemade by you? That
yeah, hollandaise
precious.
Sauce.
And I,
crab
for
cakes
that,
and
for
hollandaise.
The crab cakes.
Yeah, hollandaise
Ooh,
sauce.
Ooh, your specialty. That sounds really nice.
It comes out of a package, Barbara, then I just put milk in it, but it's
made with it's a lot
good.
Of love, though.
Oh, yeah. And what did you get your dad for Father's Day? Hello, Barb?
What?
Oh. I thought you asked Richard something.
Barbara, what did you get your dad?
Oh,
for Father.
I got him a Playboy t-shirt, and I actually had to purchase it. Yeah, I did, and it has something really cool on the front, and that's what caught my eye, which is a couple Vespas. Vespas, because when he was a little boy in the 50s, he had his own Vespa, and he's always loved them. And there's a really
artistic. What is that? Vespa?
It's a little, like a moped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard of that.
Oh, Richard, have you heard of a Vespa?
Oh, the Vespa, yes, yes. I caught it this time.
Dale has never heard of that. And I got my dad a t-shirt that had Vespas on it, and the Playboy Bunny head was, like, sometimes. And it's an art. It's an art, you know. I mean, it was an artist's work that they used as a cover. And he loves it, and he sent me a picture of him wearing the shirt and an old picture of him on his Vespa when he was a little boy, probably around 10 years old. Can you tell Dale what a Vespa is?
Okay, a Vespa is an Italian motor scooter, and believe me, when you're in Italy, you got to watch yourself or you get run over by them. They're all over the place, and they're very cheap transportation, and people just go all over the place on things. Yeah, they're kind of neat.
Yeah. Between a motorcycle and a bicycle, basically, and they're real
Got it.
'50s, but they came out with brand new Vespa model, and it is so adorable. I saw one parked at my complex, and I mean, they just never will die. They're so adorable.
Oh yeah, I think I would even get them in pink.
yeah. So, all the colors.
Are you ready for the caller, Dales?
Am I ready for a caller?
Okay. 941 area code, you were on the air.
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Where are you from?
Florida.
Florida, okay. What part of Florida?
The Gulf Coast by Tampa.
Okay, by Tampa Gulf Coast. Okay. Seeing nice waves out there today?
Not really. I've been inside.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I would like to see nice waves. I may go up to Lake Tahoe tomorrow and see waves. Anyway, how can I help you?
I was wondering what you can tell me. I just reopened my office after being shut down for COVID for almost a year in March.
Wow.
And I was wondering what you see of me being in this new location, if you see me there long, and also how my business you see it is going to transpire.
Okay, let me get some. Let's get some information. What kind of business is it?
I do healing work. I teach, and a massage therapist.
Oh, okay. And you have your own clientele?
Yeah.
Quite a bit, huh?
Not as much as I thought would come back after being shut down for a year, but
well,
I've been in business for 21 years doing
okay,
it.
Okay, it's simple. You need to just really put it out there and tell everybody you're back and you have a new location.
Uh-huh.
Put it on Facebook. Put it everywhere you can put it. And, within a year, you'll get them all back plus some, and you'll do fine.
Okay.
It may take that long, but, you know, you're just going to have people, tell people, tell people, and it'll be fine. It will be fine because you do a really, really good job. What's the name of your company?
It's my name.
Do you want to give it out to get a plug?
Oh, I go by Carla Mary.
Okay, Carla Mary. And now what area is the new place in?
It's in the Tampa Bay area.
Tampa Bay, okay.
In Florida.
So do you want to give out a phone number to let people know?
That's okay. They can find me on my website.
Okay. Carla, what's your website?
Mary. CarlaMary.net.
Oh, CarlaMary.net. Is that all one word or two words?
Mm-hmm. One word.
One word. CarlaMary.net. Okay. You will do fine, honey. It's just going to take a little while.
Okay.
If they don't shut us down, if they don't shut us down again. Because I am very worried about the effect of watching it pass by me as I'm watching the TV talking to you, the variant of the new virus. So there's a lot of people out there that have been stupid and won't get the shot, and really stupid, and or get both shots. And they eventually will come down with something, you know. It says one dose is only 33% effective and two doses of the Pfizer is 88. The variant is going to cause problems and kick things up again.
Mm-hmm.
So be aware
of
that, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Was there anything else you wanted to know, sweetie?
Do you see me staying at this location, being at the location?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I see you making it really nice.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now, our next, are you ready for our next caller?
No, I want to talk to Barbara. Hey, Barb.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Barb.
So there.
Are we talking about next week's show on blue jeans at all?
Sure.
I think that.
What's on it?
I wasn't gonna start on it, but I mean, if you guys want to talk about it, that's fine. You know, what do you want to say about it, Barbara?
Well, Johnny,
I'm always up to be seen. I mean, I have no problem with being seen, either to Dale, either to Richard, do you, Johnny? Because I don't, and everybody's going to be seen.
I don't have any problems
with
being
seen.
We're going
to do a Zoom-type thing platform called Blue Jeans for everybody, and I'm ready. I'm ready whenever Dale wants to do it.
I'm fine whenever you guys...
Yeah, you are fine. So let's do it next week. I have a new backdrop, which I'm trying out. Elsie loaned me. It's like, I think it's clouds or an ocean.
Wait,
it's
you have
fun.
A new, oh,
set it
you
up.
Have a backdrop?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Neat.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds nice.
Oh, thank you for being excited about it.
I'm ready whenever you guys are. I mean, you know, to me, we have to explain what it is. It's like Zoom, and people will get a phone number. They're going to get a different phone number, right, Johnny?
Yes.
And where are you going to post that?
Or a link? I thought it was a link. I thought they were getting a link, Johnny.
Well, there is what I'm trying to say is there's both. You see, there's a way to do it where they can be seen, and then there's a way to do it if they just want to call in. Is what I'm saying. I'm letting people know there's two ways so that people have more options to call in. You understand what I'm saying? It's there will be a link that we will give out, and there will
well,
also be
which?
A number.
Okay, can you explain it right now? Which one's for which? Link is for to be seen or not to be seen?
The link is to be seen. And the number is if you just want to call in.
Okay, that sounds good.
Right.
Okay.
I just want
but
people
then,
to have both options.
But then, if I'm, okay, I'm confused. If I'm talking to somebody who just called in, and then Barbara's on the line, Richard's on the line, yours on the line, then I'm really talking to who?
Well, you'll be speaking to that person that called in. Now, also, if they call in, if they click the link and they come in, you know, what's going to happen is that we're going to see them in their face. Now, I can also turn off their picture if I like, because you said that sometimes if you have a bunch of people on that you wind up reading more than one person, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct. I don't want to pick up on the guy next to him.
That's understand, yes. And I will be able to do that. I'll be able to make it so that only one person is showing, and I can certainly do that. I can also make it so, there's just several ways of connecting to the Blue Jeans is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that's all.
That part, how are you going to advertise this?
Well, you could advertise it on Facebook. I could advertise it on Twitter and Instagram. I can tell you that the last time we did something with Facebook, it did well. I mean, you know, we had actually some people that showed up, and it actually did well. I mean, it was
okay,
sort of like people.
Okay, but are you going to give me the number so I can – or? Have Barbara post it on my website for me.
Of course, I'll give you the number, and I will give you the number, and I'll give you the link so that you can post both on your website, okay?
Okay, sometime during the week. Next week, I will tell you this. Next week is a little hectic. I'm wondering if we should do it the week after, but I'll ask Barbara. Wednesday I have a eye doctor appointment. And Thursday I have with my surgeon appointment. So should we do it the week after?
Okay, let me look at the calendar really quick.
That I have two doctor's appointments.
Right.
Yes. So instead of the 20th, and that is July 2nd, Friday. And
okay, well, we
got to
think about
fine.
This. Wait, no. That's July 4th weekend. so that everybody will be traveling to go to where
All right, then I have an idea. Then why don't we, instead of doing it on a Friday, we do it on a Thursday?
Because people won't be familiar with it.
Mm.
You got to keep it the same. Friday. Yeah, for psychic night.
Yeah, you
got to
keep it the same way. Okay, we can do it the second. What is the following week? I mean, the second to me doesn't feel good because it's July 4th weekend and everybody is getting ready to go somewhere and they take Thursday off and they keep going. So what's the following week?
The following week is the 9th.
Would you mind doing it on the 9th?
I'm fine with that.
Okay, let's do that.
Are you Johnny? I'm not traveling.
Okay, we'll do it on the 9th. I do think.
Yeah,
we
got a few weeks to promote it on the show. So the 9th is good.
Yeah, I think what we'll do is we'll take advantage of the few weeks to promote it and mention it on not just this show but other shows that we're doing. And I think that would be the thing to do. Okay.
Perfect. Perfect. Because I didn't realize I have two. Yeah, I have two appointments I have to deal with. Okay.
Okay. All right. Area code 310. You're on the air.
Hello, Gail.
Gail, and you're
Gail.
What, from California?
Hi, how are you?
Fine. What's your name?
My name is Colleen.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
My goodness. Mm. It's a bit hot up there, isn't it?
It is so hot. So
last time I looked on TV, it was like 109 or 112. Am I correct?
Yes, this is my first summer here. It is so extremely hot.
I remember my first summer there. it takes a little adjusting, but you will do it.
Yes.
What do you mean? Vegas is like 115. You know,
it's wild. It is so wild. I was born in Alaska. I was born in the extreme. And then somebody just told me, you know, if you're from Alaska and you know what the cold is like and you don't hang out outside. And I was like, oh, my gosh, my perspective completely changed. It's just the inside season.
I know. I don't like it either. I guess it bothers me. I've been to Alaska. What part? Anchorage or?
I was mainly on the islands, the Aleutian Islands.
Hmm. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Why would you leave there? It's so beautiful.
I don't know. Just, you know, life takes you in all kinds of different directions.
Hollywood.
That is true. That is true.
People just need Hollywood. I have a feeling you do.
How can I help you, darling?
So it's because it's Father's Day coming up. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a picture of my father who he was a Navy SEAL, and he's been passed away for, I would say, about 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Can you get any energy from him?
I could try, sweetie. Give me his first name.
Okay.
And, you know, you're talking to Richard's on the phone, and he was 20 years Navy, so he knows quite a bit about that stuff, too.
Amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
He was a Navy SEAL, though. How old was he when he passed?
He was 55.
Wow.
That's pretty young.
Yeah.
Can you say, Richard, I need you to be quiet for a moment.
I'm with you.
Can you
He might have been 63. He might have been 63. Not quite sure.
Okay. What did he pass of? Because I'm getting...
It was kind of, I mean, we would have guessed it's cardiovascular, but nobody was really there.
Okay. That was the first thing that came to my mind. And give me his first name.
Jim.
Jim.
Mm-hmm.
He liked to jump from high places. He liked to jump into the water. He liked something with the water, being a Navy SEAL. Are you aware of that? I have to know that I'm picking up on him.
No, I've never even heard him talk about this, but he was a fisherman.
He would.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I need to have you guys all be quiet in the background so I can focus in on him. But he was a fisherman, and he liked the water.
Uh-huh, loved it.
Okay. Definitely, there was a massive cardiac problem.
Mm-hmm.
There was a blockage in one of the arteries. I don't know if they knew about it or it was there. That's what
uh-huh.
caused the problem.
Okay.
But it's like I'm being told that it's like 1 minute you can feel this problem and think you're okay, and the next minute you're gone.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm getting on his end.
Yeah.
So did
yeah.
did they ever come up with what the problem was?
I mean, in my family, just about everybody has open heart surgery by age like 50.
Okay.
Like it's mm-hmm. heart attack, like heart, very hereditary with the heart problems.
Okay, but that can be prevented, darling, because you worry about it
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And it,
yeah.
the way it can be prevented, I'm being told, is that you just keep checking on that area. You can go in, have a heart specialist, and you can check your veins. You can check what's inside of you. You can check. They can stop that from happening because I know my mm-hmm. ex-husband has that problem in the family. His father died at 45. So he constantly goes once a year and does a whole thing where they check it.
Okay.
You know, so and that's something you should do and not be scared of. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't see you dying of any heart problems.
I've been having kind of like a strange pain, like almost in my brain.
Your brain?
I don't know if it's like blood pressure, like if it's my
Wait. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I'll try. I'll try.
Okay.
I mean,
maybe
a pain with
doctor.
No. What pain? Where?
I would say it's like almost like on the inside of my temple.
Inside of your temple. Well, do you have doctor? I mean, do you have access to doctors where you're at?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You need an MRI.
Yeah.
To find out what's causing it. No, don't think about it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. I mean, you know, time here is saving people's lives. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and just do it. And
mm-hmm.
whatever the problem may be, it will be resolved.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else?
Wait, Richard, you got to be quiet for a moment. I can't concentrate.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So heart, I don't see a heart problem with you, but as long as you need to get that checked once a year.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
And you're getting pressure in the temple. Well, have you taken
mm-hmm.
your blood pressure?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's high. It's kind of high.
What is what's kind of high?
I mean, like 155 over something.
Over what to something?
I don't even, I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
You're in denial, which some people think is a river in Egypt, so you got to get out of denial. The 155 is not bad. It's the second number that, you know, I've had 230 over 130, and that's anxiety attack. I mean, I have white collar syndrome.
Right.
Whenever I look at the machine, I go, up. And then after, you know, taking it three or four times, I'm fine.
Okay. Can I just ask you a question about the entertainment industry?
Sure, because I already picked that up earlier about if you're going to get a part or if you're going to make it, or you're going to get a series, or you're going to get a sitcom or something. You are, but let's get all these other problems resolved.
Okay, first things first. Okay, so, yeah, you are picking up on that? I'll go see a doctor. I haven't
I want you to be around a while. I want to watch you on TV because there is a series coming up for you. And you're going to have to audition. But what are you doing in Arizona? Are you going to have to fly to L.A. or go to California?
Yeah, I'll fly to L.A. I still have a lot of business contacts there.
You've been in TV before, haven't you?
I have.
Okay. So it's time to use your contacts, but not now. Just go to the doctor quickly, get the MRI quickly, have them check your heart, make sure you're okay. And then you're going to feel great and go. And as far as the blood pressure, I need to know the bottom figure. But anxiety can cause that too. I would, the 150 is nothing, please. It's barely, you know, it's if it's like over 100, then you've got a problem.
Right.
It should be 80 or below.
Yeah.
But as I said, I've had 230 over 130, and my one doctor was sending me to a hospital. I go, what are you doing?
Whoa.
I was fine when I came in here, you know. Now I take it regularly, and they gave me medication for blood pressure, and I'm fine.
Okay.
So let's get
okay.
you fine so you can I can see your face on television.
All right.
Okay. You have a good one.
Okay,
wow.
You guys have a nice weekend.
Okay,
okay. You too.
Bye, Barbara.
Thank you so much for calling. Bye. I wasn't going to say anything, but
is that one
Pauline's
of your friends,
friend
Barbara?
Yes, she is,
that
and she's been on the show.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound pretty accurate, what I told her then?
Oh, yes. And she is she's uber successful. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah.
DJ Colleen.
It's we're doing good with callers tonight. I just wanted to let you know, but I wanted to let you know I did ask some people to call in, and she was one of the people that I asked to call in.
Hold on, Johnny. A couple of days ago, I saw Colleen post on her social media because I follow her. She's awesome. And she wrote, didn't even have to do with us. She wrote, I'm always up for a good psychic reading. So I personally forwarded her the link as well, and then you called her. So, you know, I like getting people on here that appreciate what they're getting, you know, and she's one of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do two things. Johnny, give out the phone number for people to call in.
Sure. The number is 516-531-8784.
Okay, and at the end of the show, I'll give out my number. But anyway. I don't expect much on Father's Day. I want to enjoy it. Anyway, okay. So you have another one for me?
We sure do. Area code 651, you're on the air.
Hey, caller. How are you? What's your name?
Hi, I'm all right. My name's Christiana.
Oh, beautiful name. And where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't remember us ever getting a call from Minnesota. That's supposed to be one of the happiest states in the United States. Is that true? Wow.
I don't know. We have long, cold winters, so. And I know it affects me, but I don't know about other people.
I don't know. I've always heard that Minnesota is like everybody's happy there for some odd reason. Maybe they're on Prozac. Who knows? Anyway. how can I help you?
Yeah, my question is, I have dreams, you know, at night when I'm sleeping about someone from my past that I no longer have contact with, and on a consistent basis. And I'm just wondering if this is like an etheric cord, or if it's or a telepathic, or if it's just my subconscious, like what. Kind of, can you provide some insight into what's happening
here? Sure. It very well could be telepathic. But when was the last time did you talk to him?
Her. It's been years. It's been like over 6 years.
Okay. You mentioned an etheric port. What is that? I've never heard of that.
It's like cord that it's like spiritual, like a cord that attaches from you to another person that you kind of like share energy with each other, and it can be negative or it can be positive.
Oh, interesting. Never heard of that one. Boy, I'm learning. That's something new. How did you find out about that? Out of curiosity. I'd like to look that up.
I don't remember how I found out about it, but someone reminded me recently of etheric cords, so I looked it up on Google, and there are some good websites there. Just type in etheric cords.
How do you spell etheric cord?
E-T-H-E-R-I-C, and then I think it's C-O-R-D-S.
Barbara, did you get that?
Yes, but I also do know about it because I've cut the cord and I've gone through the whole spiritual thing of doing the cutting of the cord. When the cord, you don't want to be attached to a person with a spiritual cord anymore. And I learned that 3 years ago on this show.
Well, I want to learn that. I'm just a couple of people I don't want to be attached to. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm learning. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me go back to her question. What is happening with you, darling? You have unresolved issues with this person, okay? Issues that should have been resolved a long time ago, but never were. So you're the one thinking of it. I believe that the person thinks of you periodically, but not as much as you dream or think about her. So, I mean, you either need to cut that cord or you need to call her up and, you know, get the resolved over to resolve it.
She won't respond to me.
Okay, there's your answer right there. She won't respond to you because she doesn't trust you anymore and she's accused you of things that you did not do. So, therefore, I want to say you need to just cut the cord. Because it's not going to be to the point where you're going to be friends again. She's gone her way and you've gone your way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I've been trying to cut the cord.
All right. Well, I have to look it up because I don't know what this cord is. I've only heard of that when you pass on. The cord cuts. The umbilical cord will cut.
So
and,
it sounds like
that's
mostly me. My own mind.
It is. It is you in your own mind, and you want her back, and you have unresolved issues with her, and you'd like to talk to her. But why won't she talk to you?
I don't think she felt that the relationship was healthy. So, and we were never involved romantically, but it's a long story that I can't get into everything on air. But I think she thought that she accused me of being inappropriate with her. So I don't know, maybe some of the stuff I said. And I really,
you know, if you don't want to get to it on the air, we Dale has consultations that she gets. So if you want, that might be something you might look into.
Okay.
I'll give you my number, okay?
Okay.
Hello. You don't have to call her. You can call. 808-372-1816.
Okay.
But I can honestly tell you, people have talked to her, and they have turned her against you. And it's not going to be a pleasant situation. So, therefore, go in your direction and do whatever you need to do to let go of it And
what do you mean people have talked to her to turn her against me? Like who?
That's what I'm getting. It's just people. Or she's told her story to a couple of people, and they have given them their opinions. Do you understand
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know. It's very sad. And it's very sad that people believe that stuff. So, but there was quite a bit of inappropriate stuff that did go on that she doesn't want to deal with. So that's her issues, not yours, okay?
Okay.
Do whatever you can do, but the best way I have found to get rid of somebody and get over it is find someone else.
Yeah, I've been working on this for years, and I have a lot of trauma from my past as a child, and some in my adult life, and from her, the woman I'm talking about. So,
okay, I can't go into this with the phone now with you. If you want to do a private consultation, then call me. I don't have the time, unfortunately, because we have to go to other people. But, it's mm-hmm. over. Let it go and move on. That's the best I can tell you.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
You have a nice day.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Well, I always
like
to
remember
talk to
her.
Barbara in between.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
okay.
in a rush. Yeah,
no,
he's on Dallas over there.
Well,
the
he's
phone
excited.
Line.
He has actual phone calls.
He has people lined up, which is great, but that is actually the norm. So people,
yeah.
they're listening while you read the other people. So they're still getting a lot out of it. I do, just by listening, I get a lot out of it. But I remember
yeah.
that caller from, I swear, 2 years ago. And
I think
I
remember
thought,
it, too.
A deja vu?
I mean,
I
remember, and for you to be stuck in general, one person for a long time, not healthy, not good. You need to move on. You need to move on.
But the
on.
Cutting of the cord, even
mm-hmm.
though it is in the spiritual realm, you actually go through the steps. I learned how to, by detail, actually. I heard about it from somebody who came on the show. And then by detail, I went on YouTube. It gives you, like, exactly what to say to cut the cord. Say you're still kind of pining over an ex for so many years, like her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you go through those steps, you go through that, and you are feeling yourself doing it, and you're imagining yourself with a sword, actually, cutting it. It is a freeing experience.
Well, Barbara, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor because you said it's on YouTube. Would you spell it to me and text me the info so I can go on YouTube and do that for myself?
Oh, yeah. I definitely will do that. And I also will post whatever I find, the link to that, on our social media so other people can maybe use it as well.
Okay. That's very interesting. Because I have an old boyfriend following me around and still trying to,
mm-hmm.
hook up with me.
I remember.
How do I get him to stop doing that?
Right. Well, I'll see if you can cut their cord for them, but I think it's one-sided, but it'll do the trick.
Okay. I think you might be right.
Yeah.
Maybe. I hope.
Exciting.
Oh,
well, you know
okay.
what,
they
have to cut the cord from somewhere, right, Dale? I mean, they
yes.
got that saying from somewhere. This has been around for centuries, this cut the cord. You haven't cut the cord, you know what I mean? And it's a saying
well,
that's derived from really actually spiritually cutting it.
Well, I've always referred to people with books like Codependent No More and, being codependent and self-help books. I've never heard of this cutting the cord, but I mean, it's self-help books to realize that when we are hooked on somebody that badly, it's called love addiction. And it's not getting the proper love as a child, and therefore you create it through other people and have love addiction, then you think you're madly in love with them, and you're not. So there's books on love addiction, and there's Codependent No More, and all those. I know I have a Hanai son, which means Hawaiian son. He's not a real son. He's like, you know, my best friend's son in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through this stage of this Codependent No More, and we read 15 books, seriously. It took that long to figure out how to release the people that were bugging us, and it worked. That's the best I can tell you.
Cool.
I have so many Codependent No More books in my library that it's ridiculous. And it has to do it has to do with abandonment issues. And this is pretty heavy. When you're abandoned as a child, like I was, I don't know about you, but I was, when you're abandoned from your family somehow, some way as a child, then anybody leaving you, you freak out. My dog has abandonment issues. I mean, you know, we leave it me free.
Right.
You know? So
I can imagine.
You know, so it has to do with abandonment issues. And this is why a lot of people, and I've worked in, you know, with the police, and I've worked with undercover and all that, with people who kill people. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with abandonment issues.
Really?
I mean,
it stems from that on even murderers. I mean, it's just have no control about. They have no control over this feeling of maybe this person I care about is going to leave me, and they carry it through underneath all those layers and layers.
Right.
Well,
right.
I got to hand
right.
it to you that you actually did get to the bottom of it and fix this, you know, yourself.
Well, yeah, it's always going to be there. I mean, there's no way of curing the word abandonment or feeling alone or feeling someone's leaving you forever, even though that may not be the case, even though they can tell you 100 times I'm coming back, it doesn't mean squat. It means nothing, you know, so it just, it's a feeling, it's a pain, it's a hurt. I've talked to therapists about it. I've talked to a lot of people about it. Abandonment issues cannot be resolved. It's just being aware of this is an abandonment issue and trying to fix it at that time.
Not let it affect.
Okay.
You know what? Hold on, Johnny. One last thing really quick, like 15 seconds. I did not know that there is a love addiction. I knew there's codependent and then a sex addiction, but the love addiction, and it rings my bell because now I realize why one of the people in my past is doing what they're doing. It's a love addiction. And as soon as
right.
that love is always going to do, like subsides that feeling, they're on to the next.
Right.
And you're like, well, why?
Right.
You said all this and you've made these promises. I mean, but that's the euphoric time. They're enjoying telling
Correct.
You these things and getting your
realize
reaction,
that,
maybe.
Barbara, realize mm-hmm. that is stemming from being abandoned. Like my ex-husband, he is
mm-hmm.
like that. I left him. Okay, 10 years ago, I left him. We're still friends, but he has abandonment issues. And since then, he's married twice, and they both died, but unfortunately. But he has abandonment issues. A week later, he's with another girl. I'm going, what's up with that? You know, and
mm-hmm.
scared of being alone, scared of being abandoned. And if you don't face it, if you don't deal with it, somehow, some way, it's going to bite you.
Oh, yeah.
It can
really
be.
Your
I
life.
Mean, I like being alone. You know, I enjoy it. I enjoy being on the beach looking at the waves for hours. I'm fine. And I know Richard's that way, too. He likes being alone, you know, a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't give him much time to be alone. Richard, are you there?
I'm here.
But I know he likes to be alone, you know. But there are times you just walk away.
Oh, you're a Leo. Me too.
That's that Leo. And I'm Pisces Aries, so we love it. But anyway, let's go on to the next caller, and Johnny's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Right, area code 917, you're on the air.
Hey, Connor, what's your name?
This is T. How are you doing, Del?
I'm hanging in there. How you doing, Spanky? Where are you calling from?
I think it's going pretty good. I'm calling from New York City.
Hey, how's it? Okay, that's my town, New York. I was born in
Wait, hold on, Dale. Did you call her Spanky?
Yeah. I don't know.
It sounded like you said, hi, Spanky.
I don't know. Why?
Spanky.
Was that bad?
Well, I don't know if that's her name. Is your name Spanky or Stacy?
It's Stacy.
That's what she said. Spell it. Spell your name.
Yourself, you know.
Spell your name. Would you spell your name?
Yes, ma'am. It's S-T-A-C-E-Y.
Oh, Stacy. Are you? Well, I don't know why I said Spanky. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, from what part of New York? Manhattan or?
Manhattan, yes, ma'am.
Okay, my favorite place. How's it going now that it's open? Is it pretty good?
Yeah, I think it's going pretty well. I mean, the COVID pandemic is still in effect here, but they have lifted bans. So now they're trying to get the economy in New York City back on the road again.
Wow. But are they opening the Broadway shows?
They haven't opened up as of yet, but it looks like, I believe, starting in the fall.
Oh, okay.
They may start to open Broadway shows again.
Yeah, I think they have to study. I mean, you know, it's been all this time, and they haven't been able to practice. So I would think that has something to do with it. And it's still around the COVID. It's going to be around for a long time. And, you know, people don't realize wear a mask when it's necessary, when you're around a lot of people. It's really important you do that. And if for any other reason, you won't get a cold and you won't get a flu. So, you know, at least wear it. But anyway, how can I help you, sweetheart?
Yes, hi. Okay. Just wanted to see, after the new year, do you see me purchasing some property in Atlanta?
Why after the new year?
Oh.
What are you waiting for?
That's what I was telling myself. All right. So there is something sooner.
Okay. The reason being I'm saying that is, now I don't know, what's the average cost in Atlanta, Georgia right now? It's got to be low compared to the rest of the world.
Yes, I agree.
How much is an average house over there?
An average house, I mean, normally thinking $200,000, but it may be even lower, maybe less than that now.
Yeah, because it's Atlanta and you're facing a lot of tornadoes and a lot of weather. Is there a reason why you want to live there?
You know, I have family there. I wouldn't move. I just want to purchase property. I wouldn't move right away there. It's just to have something property there, years down the road. I wouldn't move there right
away,
but it's just something that I have, yeah.
Okay, well, then listen to the words of wisdom, okay? The property everywhere is at an all-time high, including Atlanta. At 200, it should be 150, okay? I know in Nevada, if you put a house up here, it's gone in several hours, and there's 20, 30, 40 people in back just trying to get it. And now that's starting to happen everywhere, all right? So now is not the time for you to buy a house or get, and don't be buying a lot to get property. Wait till the market starts dropping, and it will within a year. It will start going on a downward trend, and all those people that overpaid for homes are going to be really freaking out. But at the same token, they bought it for cash, so I guess it doesn't bother them. You know, so all I'm going to say is wait.
All right, that sounds awesome. Okay, so just wait until the
market drops.
Oh,
and you will see it and
good. Know
it and hear it. If you watch a stock market or whatever, CNBC, you will hear it. You will know. Let me give you an idea. Around my block,
we have a street called Johnson Lane. And I just heard today in the swimming pool, one of the ladies told me her father, a realtor, pulled up to the house and said, is your house for sale? And he said, no. And they did a market study on what the house was, and it was $850,000. So she said, well, what would you take if you were going to sell it? He said $1.2 million. 2 days later, the realtor came back with a check for $1.2 million. So the market is extremely hot. It's on fire. And with all the evictions that are starting to happen, it's going to be a rocky time. So wait it out. There's a lot of people that are leaving. And then once they realize that they can't get it rented, a lot of places at the pricing that they're asking or selling, it's going to drop.
All right. Okay. That sounds excellent. Okay.
All right. So, but, you know, you'll always be able to get something in Atlanta, so don't worry. I'm talking always. All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You have a good
day. Thank you. I'll wait.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nice.
Hey, Barb.
Nice lady.
I feel like a counselor. I feel like a major counselor today, knowing every subject.
I think you are. You are, though.
And you're such a knowledgeable woman.
Only because I've been through
it. I mean, we're getting good callers tonight. We're getting good
callers
tonight, which is really good. I mean, this has been, I mean, we have, I'll have another one here when you're ready, so.
Yeah, hold on. I want to say something here. Dale, I have a feeling, though, that we should do holiday weekends, because it seems like that's when people kind of take that extra layer of relaxation time and do something special for themselves or their loved one. And they do have a longer weekend. They have more time. It's a different thing.
Hold on.
We have more callers holiday weekend.
Barb.
Yes.
No, Barb, maybe this weekend, you're right. But when it comes to July 4th weekend, I know how crazy it is. And from the Bay Area, they leave on Thursday, and they keep partying until Monday and Tuesday. So I would say no, not for July 4th, but maybe others. You might be right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's take the caller.
Let's take it.
We're going to do the 9th because we need time. Johnny
July
needs 9th. Time to get it together, and we need time
all
to
right.
promote it. Okay, go
ahead. Area code 812, you're on the air.
Hello,
who's here?
Hi, my name is Nicole.
Nicole, hi. Where are you calling from?
Hi, West Virginia.
My God, you're from all over the place. Okay, from Minnesota to West Virginia, all over. This is wild. Kids, honey, you've been down. You've been depressed. You've been going through a lot of issues. Why?
I'm not really depressed. I'm just overwhelmed. Like, I got, like, things happen back-to-back on me. Like, I have a family reunion to go to this Sunday, and I'm staying there. I have to go to my dad's house on the 20th. And then the family reunion is on the 25th to the 29th. And then I come back on the 30th. My fiance is moving in on the 1st. So it's like one thing after another.
Boy, you are overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I got that. It isn't depressed. It's like overwhelmed. Okay, sorry. But it's all going to work out. I mean, just take one day at a time. Do what you gotta do and do it slowly. Go visit, go see dad, go do whatever you need to do, and it'll culminate with your boyfriend on the 1st. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's just a lot at one time.
Well, I know, but don't overthink it. It's no big thing. It's just, you know, Father's Day is very important, but at the same token, it's good for you, and you need this in your life because sometimes you move too slow, so we need to quicken you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else you needed to know?
I guess, like, I'm, like, the last caller. I'm trying to look for a house. But me and my fiancé want to get a bigger place because we are, like, in a bedroom, one-bedroom apartment with a kitten. And it's really kind of tight with three, like, souls in the house together. So we want something bigger.
What do you, and you're in New York, right?
No, I'm in
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
West
you're in West Virginia. That's right. I'm familiar. I've been there. What I've been always been blown away. How's the market prices in West Virginia for a two bedroom? What are they running?
And the houses here in West Virginia, you can rent a house for like two bedroom for $400.
What?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me. What happened? Why?
Well, West Virginia is kind of a poor state. Like, not a lot of people are flocking to West Virginia. Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, you still want to live there?
I don't know. Like, I'm tossed up to Florida, Delaware, Maryland, Minnesota. I don't know. Like, we're looking everywhere. Just not West Virginia.
Why are you looking everywhere? For what reason? Is it for jobs? What is it for?
Well, for many reasons. For healthcare reasons. Also, like, schooling reasons, because we want to have our own family, because we're about to get married and everything. The healthcare system and schooling and everything in West Virginia is not as great.
Is for you, but type of work, what type of work do you do? Can you afford a couple of $1,000 a month for a place?
Right now I work in the government system in West Virginia.
Okay, so you can transfer pretty much anywhere, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking up Florida would be good for you.
Right. And I also have a background in the medical billing coding, too, so that would be good for me, too.
Yes, and you could get a job right away. So I would pick Florida out of all of them. I was wondering why anybody would want to live, you know, well, I shouldn't say that, why people want to live in West Virginia now. I know it, $400 a month. That's crazy. Last time I was there, we went to the Casey Foundation, and for some reason, all the streets were named after Monopoly, Baltic, Mediterranean, all kind of weird things, and I couldn't figure out why. Do you know why?
I just moved here in 2019 because my family lived in Baltimore and they moved here, and then I lived in Indiana. My mom wanted to be closer to her family, and my grandfather was born and raised in Beckley, so we just kind of want to get back to where our ancestors are.
I see. You belong in Florida.
Yeah.
And then you go visit them and it would be fine.
Yeah, I used to live in Florida and I kind of miss it.
Go. What do you got to do?
Yeah,
the work you should pick up at, you pick up and go again. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
You know, I wanted to say something.
Okay.
I had a, what?
No, go ahead, Johnny.
Oh, no. Well, what I was going to say is that being that Sunday is Father's Day, I have an interesting trivia fact about Father's Day. When they wanted Mother's Day to be a holiday, it passed like wildfire, but Father's Day, it took a lot of work to get it passed. Because what happened was when Mother's Day passed, everybody loved the idea. But Father's Day was met with resistance because at the time there was no women in Congress. So the men in Congress and the Senate felt like they would be patting themselves on the back and they didn't want to be looking like that. So Father's Day was met with resistance.
How interesting.
That's interesting.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Mm. Anyway, I want to cut it for the phone calls for now. And if they want to call in, they can call in next Friday. And every Friday. And I do want to say I'm going to have Barbie do the shout-out. Barbie, when you text me that information on the urethra, whatever,
Mm-hmm.
Would you cutting the cord?
Cutting the cord. 808-372-1816.
Yeah. Your direct line, by the way, everybody, you can reach Dale this whole week for your private consultation for your readings.
And
yes,
put your phone number in there, because there's a couple of times I wanted to call you and I can't find your number and I don't know what I do with
it. Oh, no. I want to call you all the time. Please do call me.
Call me all the time.
Please.
But I go to bed around 10:30 or 11:30. I'm right there, but, you know.
Yeah. I would not call later than that. No. And I'm excited, Dale, about our virtual event coming up on
I want to get
July
it all
9th.
Together perfect so that Johnny gets it together. I want it to be perfect. So a couple weeks won't kill us, okay?
No, it's going to be just fine. We're going to do live streaming event on BlueJeans, and we're excited because people will finally be able to see you. Been a long time since they were able to see you speak and do your magic.
I'm getting older as
we
I'm getting older as we speak, so I don't care. Anyway, wanted to do this shout out.
Who cares? We're just people here. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening, and thank you callers for all of your great questions. And we're so glad that Life, Laughter, Happiness was able to help you. Via our world-renowned psychic, Dale Shear. We have every Friday, and we feel very grateful for what you do for us, Dale. So thank you, Dale. And we want to say happy Father's Day out there to all of the great fathers that make grateful daughters, grateful sons, and grateful grandchildren, and especially to you, Richard. Happy Father's Day.
Oh.
To my dad. Okay.
Thank you. Aloha.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
aloha, lady.
Not let you say aloha. And my dad, Terry Moore Sr. Happy Father's Day, Dad. I love you. And all the great dads out there. So drop us a line on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Go to Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube and subscribe. And listen to this show and find all of our other fabulous shows. And for the callers, go there too. Hit the link and listen to yourself. It's fun. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. And we wish you a very good night.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha.